This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Danny Green Insider Calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Now you can buy a new Hyundai at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Oh, Danny, I'm still bummed, man. Still bummed about the Cavaliers.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I had them playing. I mean, as it's shaping up, it's two teams that I didn't pick. All the teams that I picked made me look bad. I had them playing Boston, the Eastern Conference Finals. That's what we all wanted to see, right?
Yeah, but again, I mean, you can't factor in injury. So I'll cut you some slack, Danny. That's how I am. I'll always cut you slack. We always appreciate you coming
appreciate
on.
Appreciate that.
That's why. What went wrong? What went wrong for the Cavs?
Obviously, the injuries. But, I mean, I think it was a gift and a curse to show how good they were in the first series. And also without Darius, it allowed Darius to think he had more time to rest, right? And when you give up two games at home, that's just tough. You know, and then, of course, the other guys got injured throughout the series. DeAndre Hunter took a tough fall, dislocated thumb, and messed up his shoulder as well. And Evan had the ankle. Those hurt, but you know, you take those games for granted at home. You put yourself in a two-game hole. Now Donovan's he can't make free throws at the end of game five, or you know, so it's just a tough way to go out, man, when you had such a great season. But the injuries definitely hurt you guys, the fatigue, because you guys were a deep team. The depth, I guess, was the gift and the curse. Because they relied on depth to take care of business when guys were hurt, but wasn't able to get it done. And Indiana was a really good team. They played well, they shot well, and that's not a team you can sleep on.
Danny, we had a lot of buzz in town about Indiana being more physical, and there was talk, you know, send Tristan out and have him hack people and knock them down and everything else.
Right.
My thought was just go play better basketball. You know, Indiana might have been tougher, but it was mental too, wasn't it?
100%. It's just like the whole Boston series. You guys are up game one by 20, right? You guys are up game two, too. I mean, not game one. Game two, you're up by 20.
21.
Game one, you guys were down, came back, and went up seven, had the lead, just couldn't close out. And then obviously had a better game three. Game four, they just came out hot. That's why you just never know if a team's going to get hot or not. You got to predict they're going to get hot once or twice throughout a seven-game series. So you got to win the ones that you put that Don plays well, and you guys are playing when you're up 20. You know, it's just mental fatigue, and physical fatigue too. Don just got tired and gassed, and then you could tell even in that, what was it, when I think everybody was out, was it game two? Yeah, it was game two or three at the end of the game. Just too many turnovers, missed free throws, just missed box outs on the free throw line. Why are they getting a rebound every time they miss a free throw? You know, that doesn't make sense. So that's a small detail of more of the mental focus.
A lot of people questioning, you know, a coach when a team gets, you know, pressed and has to work the whole floor. And then you said it, you know, Donovan Mitchell misses those three free throws and guys are coming up short. They look tired, and Indiana definitely had way more energy. I want to say more athletes, but I just don't really want to say that. But they were just more athletic in this series, and maybe it was because of the injuries. When you look at it, and I think I asked you this a couple weeks ago, what does a coach mean, and how many wins does it mean? What did it mean to the Cavaliers in the series for Kenny Atkinson? Because let's face it, he was up against a good coach, and coaching seemed to play a big factor at the end of this.
I give a lot of credit to Rick Carlisle. I wouldn't say the reason y'all lost was Kenny's doing.
Right.
It was more so them winning because of Rick, but it said it came down to this series was the players. When you're up that big, 20, coach can't make you not turn the ball over or miss free throws or box outs. You know, those are small things that players can take care of and police. Small adjustments can happen, but I think Kenny made some proper adjustments. They said they won game three pretty handily. They played well enough. They showed that they're capable of it. Indiana just punched them in the mouth, and they came out hot game four. But that's the type of energy and intensity you need to play with from the jump. Like, you got to play that way in games one and two. You had game two. And say if you get that, if you just get one of those games.
Yeah.
Stretch of the series. You know, you have a chance. When you go down 3-1, it's, you know how hard it is to come back. You know, the percentages. So every possession matters. Every game matters. And that's why you can't let a team get any type of confidence. And it started with the turn in game two when you guys are up 20. And then Neesmith and Mathurin and then Miles Turner to get put back rebounds, changing to picking up full court, getting fouls, getting steals. And once you guys lost that game, that kind of just took a lot of the confidence and also just put you in a hole that you couldn't get out of.
Our Odyssey Sports NBA insider Danny Green with his insider calls brought to us by Hyundai. Now you can buy a new Hyundai from the comfort of your new home at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details on that. Danny, this is year number three of the core four being together. Darius, Donovan, Jarrett, Evan. And you were with them in year number one. You were on the Cavs team there, and I think there are seven guys left from that team who are on this team. Is that long enough that the front office should make some decisions and think this core four isn't working, or is it long enough to think the core four is working, we just need a tweak?
I think it's working. Obviously, you guys had a 60-plus game season. You just had a bad matchup. It looks like Indiana had beat you guys prior to the playoffs at home, I think once or twice. You know, you got DeAndre Hunter later in the season. Ty Jerome also didn't play. No, it's just sometimes it's this way the cookie crumbles, right? Some guys have an off night. Some guys have an on night. You might not see another series where Tyrese Haliburton is going to go 5-for-5 and a quarter. You know, you might not see another series where Nembhard shoots 50% from, you know, like, they had a lot of things go right for them, and you guys had a couple of things go wrong. You know, Strus going 0-for-9, that is not like him. You know, Ty Jerome, they damn near not playable in the series. That's not like him. And they played him in the last quarter, and that's when he got hot, give you guys a spark, or end of the third, when it was kind of too late. But you had guys that played well all year around, just not have normal games. And even Donovan, the last two games, you know, he's averaging 40 for the first three games. The last two games, you know, he struggled. And he put up some good numbers, I think, in the last one. But, you know, him and Darius struggled. I think they were like 4-for-19 from three or something like that. Like, it's hard to win a game when your stars are struggling also.
Anything you'd subtract from the core four? Or what would you add to make it better?
I think you guys are good, man. I said I would keep that group together. I think it's only a matter of time. That's all. Sometimes it's patience. Everybody gets panic mode, says we need to move pieces, change this, change that. Kenny's first year as a coach there, third or fourth year with those groups together, and then adding Ty Jerome and then DeAndre Hunter late. You know, you got Strus there. This is, you know, he's getting more acclimated. I mean, you could move some other pieces and maybe get some depth. But other than that, you know, I think they're in a solid spot. I mean, you got Javonte Green, Isaac Okoro, like those guys on the side, even Tristan. I don't know what you use or to keep them or use them to get something else that maybe give you more rebounding or shooting or a second big backup just in case something like when Evan goes down. But yeah, I think you guys have a really good foundation, and I would keep it together.
All right, Danny, I want to throw a hypothetical at you just because it was kind of kicking around this station a little bit. It's not as good as, 100 men versus a gorilla, but the question of would you rather have Drew Holiday or Darius Garland if you could have that moving forward? And how would that have – like, what do you think Drew Holiday would have looked like if they would add him in the spot here instead of Darius?
Oh, Darius had a rough series. I think the injury, right?
Yeah.
Drew is getting older. I mean, Darius is younger, so I would rather have him in a sense because he's younger. Drew gives you more defense. Darius gives you more offense. But he struggled offensively because of the injury. So it depends on what the surrounding pieces are. You know, I think Drew is a very good glue guy. I don't know if you guys need a glue guy. A glue guy could always help any team. And, of course, defense. But I said it depends on the surrounding pieces and what you have. But if I want young and I need offense, I'm going Darius. If I already have pieces that can score like what Boston has and I just need a glue guy to play defense and just, you know, make the right play all the time, then, of course, I'm going Drew. But the window for Drew is smaller than the window for Darius.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Danny, anything about this year's playoffs, and not just the Cavs, but all the way around, that is different for you than others? In the East, the number one and two seeds, you know, Boston's in trouble. We'll see.
A lot of upsets, man.
Yeah.
You don't see this many upsets. You don't see, like, a six-seed advance. You know, Minnesota beating the Lakers, and I guess they're playing Golden State, so it was a 6-7 in the second round. You don't normally see that. And then, you know, them advancing to Western Conference Finals. Same with the Knicks and Indiana. You don't see all these top seeds being out. At least one of the top seeds would still be around, right? OKC might be the only one to advance. And that's still up in the air. But I think it's just made it unpredictable, which makes it more fun. I'm loving the fact they're allowing guys to play, they're letting the physicality happen, which is great, which is dope. And, you know, we're getting great basketball, and it's unpredictable basketball, which makes sports all sports fun. So that's the only difference. I would say in the past, I wouldn't say it's more predictable, but the top seeds would definitely it would be more top seeds prevailing in the past than we've seen this year.
I agree with you on that. Do you think it changes the way teams approach the regular season next year and maybe beyond?
A little. I think they understand. I mean, now people are really understanding, like, seeding doesn't matter, home court doesn't matter. Just have the right pieces and guys healthy at the right time. But I don't think it changes too much, you know, because we've seen it in the past. I mean, you see teams that, like Philly, who might have some injuries, and they get healthy at the right time. If they have a healthy Joel and Tyrese, you don't want to match up with that team. Or even a healthy Miami, who made a run, like when they had Jimmy. When they get healthy, and you don't want to be a top-seeded team, 2 and 3 spot, and have to match up with those teams, knowing that they're the better team, and they just don't have home court advantage.
I'm a little torn right now because I wanted, I don't know, I'm going back and I'm just trying to think about the Knicks and the Celtics and that series. And I don't know. There was a part of me that almost wanted that felt bad for the Celtics last night. I wanted them to win because I wouldn't mind seeing that series go seven. But what would it mean to, you know, just even get the Knicks to the Eastern Conference Finals? And it is fun to watch those games at Madison Square Garden. I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that I'm always looking to see who's sitting in the stands there.
Of course. Of course. We'd all be lying. And I grew up in New York, but I was never a Knicks fan. And, you know, I think it's huge for the city. Like, people, they haven't experienced it in 25 years. So, you know, they're celebrating every win, every possession. So it'll be huge. But obviously you want to see them beat a healthy Boston team. And I'm glad Boston got a chance to win at home and stretch it. I don't think it goes any further than six. And I don't think even if they were to advance past New York, which would be a historical, amazing feat to achieve, them being down 3-1 and winning without your star player, Jason Tatum, I just don't think they have enough to win a championship without him. But it's great basketball. I said it's good to see the major cities advance, especially a team like New York who hasn't done it in so long. Because I think there's 26 other teams that have been to the conference finals in the last 20, 25 years, and they're one of them that haven't. So damn near the whole league has been there, except for the Knicks and like three other teams. So yeah, it's amazing for the league. It's amazing for the city, man. It's obviously a big market. So yeah, you gotta enjoy it, embrace it. And said especially a time like that. Said all the New Yorkers and some friends and family, they're excited about it. I just don't want them to get their hopes too high because it seems like every time that happens, they get disappointed.
It's like being a Browns fan.
Yeah, there you go. If you grew up in New York and you weren't a Knicks fan, that means you were either a Nets fan or a Michael Jordan fan. Which
I was
a
Jordan fan.
Was it?
Yeah, I was a Jordan fan. You know, but that was my dad. You know, I did with my dad. He growing up, come to find out, he's more of a, I wouldn't say a bandwagon fan, but he liked a lot of the good teams. I like Mike, and I like some, and I like players. I was a fan of certain players more so than it was New York sports. Only New York sports team that I really enjoyed was the Yankees at the time. And that's when I don't watch baseball as much as I used to, but that was the only really New York team that I rooted for.
Yeah, you said the Yankees. Danny, it's been great always having you on for these years.
Goodbye.
Last time we're ever having you on the show, it was fantastic run we had.
That might explain why you ended up at North Carolina too, Danny. Right? With Jordan?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, easy. It was an easy deal for me.
That's awesome.
Cool. That's great story. All right, Danny. We got to roll. We do appreciate you, and we always love talking.
Great to have you
throughout
us.
The playoffs. Hopefully, we can get you back
same,
here again.
Same,
and
man.
Keep moving forward,
man. I'll be around whenever you guys need me. I appreciate you guys. You guys enjoy.
You got it.
I guess the off season or the next sports season coming up.
Thanks, Danny.
We appreciate you. Again, that was Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Danny Green. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Now you can buy a new Hyundai at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.